Wishing that you have video.
Wishing.
I am Ding.
I'm the bell.
We are two ADD Asians that require a bell to keep us on track.
So last week we talked about how unique you are. How unique you are. I like your microphone. It's very nice. Did you change the color?
This looks like salmon. This looks like salmon. I'm so hungry. I'm looking at my... Maybe you should take a picture of that. I'm pretty
salmon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this thing reminds me of salmon.
Salmon. Okay. So, are we going to talk about food
back.
Or are we going to... No, we're going to talk about plastic surgery today.
Yeah.
Because John is... I mean, Ding is very big about plastic surgery. When we met for lunch or something last time, he kept saying he wanted to touch himself. Then I said, why did you touch? Why did you touch us?
She was in a restaurant with full of people. She said... Don't touch yourself.
I know.
Don't
touch yourself. Did you touch yourself?
Did you touch yourself? So she, why did we say, oh, it's like, why do I not have any wrinkles?
Right, right.
And I said, because I did something.
Yes. What? Oh, you told me that. What was that?
Yeah.
But
so what did I tell you?
Cream.
Oh, the.
You bought the new cream.
Yes.
Yeah.
So but, we're going to talk about facials. Facial could be nasty.
Why nasty?
Because face, you can put other type of cream on your face.
Like. How? What do you guys do? Put the cream on the face?
So Rip sometimes cream? Facial could be sexual. When you say facial...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, when you say facial, it could mean, like, other things that's creamy that's landed on your face.
Oh!
But anyway, so which is a myth.
which is a myth.
Yes. But I have been, you know, trying to see how I can prevent my face, my skin on my face to age anymore.
You look great.
Well, thank you. But I probably looked better 10 years ago. If I would have started 10 years ago, I would have preserved more of my skin, I think. I never used sunblock.
I don't either.
Yeah. So imagine all the sun damages that's going to cause like aging and wrinkle and all that. So now I start to use sunblock. I use sunscreen, the Japanese one, by the way. Biore.
Biore, that's good.
And so that helps me. So I just started to be more careful because I'm starting to see fine lines under my eyes and I smile a lot. And the wrinkle of the side of my eyes as well as underneath. And here as well, right? I'm starting to see wrinkles. So I thought if I don't take care of it now, I'm going to regret it when I turn 50, right? Or 55. I was like, I should have done that in my 40s. So I started to research on what things to get to help me have a, you know, preserve my skin. So the only thing that is known and proven to actually have an impact on skin, collagen reproduction as well as generate new skin. You know, like skin is kind of like onion skin, like onion, you know, it's like a layer and a layer. So it helps generate your skin faster if you use this thing. It's prescription is better, obviously. But so it's like vitamin A, retin A thing that you cream that you put on your face. But the one that I'm using is called retinol, which is not as good as retin A, but still better than nothing. So I just put it's like a moisturizer you just put on your face at night, and it will help generate regenerate new skin cell faster and also help your collagen underneath your skin to produce more.
So how long you've been applying the thing?
Right now, maybe about 2 months.
How's going?
I don't see any results.
So it's all here.
Well, the thing is, it takes a long time, but since I put moisturizer anyway, so I might as well just use a retinol and see if that helps.
I mean, I don't see your wrinkle. Why are you wrinkled, you thinking about?
Wait, right here, I can see. Right here.
But that's you laugh. That's a laughing wrinkle.
I know, but it's still a wrinkle. So, but before it was not there.
You are hilarious.
Before it was, there's no line there. Now there's a line. So then if your collagen is produced and then it plump up your skin, uh-huh, and therefore it makes the line a little bit less visible.
Oh, you know, I hear you because I'm
sure. But you cannot use retinol.
Cannot.
While you're pregnant.
Oh.
Yeah. So you could go ahead and look old. No, I think your hormone is naturally making your skin look good. Do you have good skin now? Especially?
Yeah, right. Can you tell?
No. No, I'm just asking. Yeah, can you?
Yeah, actually the pore is smaller. Right. And then I think more smooth and soft.
So I also have another product that helps my pore look smaller, even though I'm not pregnant. My face looks like I'm pregnant.
No, you look like a little girl.
I'll ask you that question. Why little girl? So I never or rarely do I scrub my face. Do you scrub your face?
When you came to Japan for my wedding,
my
mom was laughing because I said, "Why are you laughing?" She's like, "Well, Ding make everybody happy anyway. All my family friends, they love John. That's who he is." But he was putting makeup on his face.
Yes.
And my mom was like, John is putting makeup on.
I need to find pictures of my face with acne. Because I know I've taken some pictures at the airport with you.
I
have like pimples and stuff. I cannot find, obviously, I didn't want people to take pictures of my pimple face. So I don't have any pictures of my pimple face.
Maybe I can find, but you already put makeup on too.
But when we were in Japan, remember we were having, at the airport, we were having tonkatsu or something at the airport, and then we took some pictures. I didn't have any makeup on.
Okay, I think I can find it.
Remember we were having some kind of katsu?
At the airport. Do you mean, remember I said put the mask on, even it wasn't corona, but I said it was a flu season.
Oh, what was it? It was 20, what year was it?
2009.
What was it? Was it
just a flu?
Bird flu.
So then I said, as soon as we met at the airport, then I gave you the mask and I said, put this on. It's like, what? Yeah. For the bird flu, put this on.
Yes, I remember.
We had a great time. Anyway, okay, go ahead.
So, what was I talking about?
So the skin product for reduce the pore.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I never scrub my face. Uh-huh. So scrubbing your face is to remove the outer layer of the skin, like the older skin. Right. So I never scrub it. And I thought, maybe I should start getting scrubbed. And the only scrub I know was the one that you buy in the store where it's like a peach or whatever. It has like rough scrub. And I heard that was the only thing I know about scrubbing. But then I heard it's not very good because it you can hurt your skin physically.
I'm using scrubbing, right? It's Olay.
Yeah. And then also it's not even. So in the area you have scrub deeper and certain area not. So then I started researching. You can use acid to the safe type of acid, not like bad acid, but so there are different types of acid that you can apply. So it's kind of like a little liquid and you just rub against your face and then you just leave it on and it would just like slowly peel your skin on the outside.
Ew, that's scary.
Exfoliation, that's what old people says.
Vinegar.
Not apple vinegar.
Acid.
No, it's like mine is lactic acid. I think you can use other like salicylic acid or whatever the different type of
listeners acid. Please do not put poor acid on your face. It's kind of
safe
melt
one.
You.
Okay, so I found this company called The Ordinary, and all they do is the ingredients are super simple and cheap, so that's what I use.
Ah, yeah. Ooh.
So anyway, the first time I used it, I was like, oh my gosh, I love how my skin feels. Yeah. And then I'm going to sneeze. No coronavirus.
No coronavirus.
So I started using that. So hopefully in maybe a year, you will see results that I look younger than last year.
You know what? Trust me. You look good.
Well, thank you.
Nobody guessed your age, like 29.
Oh, really?
People think you are like 17, 18.
Okay, tell me why you keep saying that I'm a little girl.
Because you're so skinny, little tiny girl shape.
I'm not skinny. Yeah. Why do you say that I'm skinny?
You're a little skinny, tiny girl.
Why do you say that I'm tiny?
Oh, it's so little.
You always say that I'm skinny.
So skinny. Always skinny. Even I want you to be big so I can feel better.
That's the only purpose you want me to
because
be.
Because boys should look bigger than girl.
Well, I'm taller than you.
But you look skinny. Right now, I can't help it because that. But
what that?
Buddha belly.
Buddha belly.
Buddha belly.
So... I want to lose some weight.
I think no.
Because my doctor asked me
to. Oh, what?
Yes. I am
pre-diabetic
and I have to lose some weight. But today I'm not kidding. Because I'm going to eat bibimbap.
You're pre-diabetic?
Yeah, no. Last year when I checked it.
Well, so, I was once and then like they said I wasn't anymore. But I didn't lose weight. How the pre-diabetics go?
I don't know. I don't know. I have to check it this time to see if I'm still.
But maybe you already have a liver thing.
But it shouldn't affect my.
You can't. you can't observe like a fat thing too much in your.
What are you talking about?
your organ cannot clean the fatty stuff because of you don't.
But how's that to do with pre-diabetic?
So that may be stored somewhere. Maybe showing the blood, right? It doesn't show my blood.
My glucose level is high. So I have to lose weight. I need to do more low-carb diet, but I really want rice today, so I'm not thinking about that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm pregnant too. I want rice. And so I wanted to lose. I like the weight that I was having. I like the weight after my surgery.
Because you starve yourself.
I couldn't eat.
Yeah.
I couldn't eat. So
you look very sicky. When I met you, I was worried.
No, I was already fat when you met me. You're I'm this weight. But I'm glad I'm like anyway, fall into my BMI because at work we have this thing that you test. Then you get rewarded if you fall within your BMI.
Oh, okay. That's motivation.
So
yeah.
So I cannot eat too much.
Oh, maybe I'm pre-diabetic too because my weight is, I'm not going to say, but I'm already.
I don't even know her weight.
I'm not going to tell you.
Does James know your weight?
Well, he goes to appointment with me.
Uh-huh.
And I was mad, but he said, pregnancy women should gain weight. So that's what he said. Well, he's way heavier than me.
I should tell people, my best friend's pregnant, so I'm gaining weight.
Yes. You need to get, if doctor said so, then I would worry about it.
Yeah, I want to go back to my driver's license weight.
Which is like 170?
Yeah.
How do I know your driver's license weight?
I know.
That was a good guess.
Oh my God, good job. Yeah, I wonder, I've always put 170 since I got my driver's license.
Really?
Like 20 some years ago. And
you never changed?
I never changed it when I was 196.
I know. See, last time I was honest and I put it on. Now I have to use the license 10 years. And my friend said, Chieko said, why you didn't lie about it? I just couldn't lie. She's like, who cares? You should have just lied about it. Shit.
I should look at your driver's license now.
No, I'm heavier than that.
Okay, I should look at your driver's license now. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay, so... So that's what it is. I don't know why you always say that I'm a little girl, but...
You're a skinny little girl. Anyway.
Why can't I be a skinny little boy? Do I have to be a little girl?
Okay. Because, you know, you kind of, you know, you're physically man, but, you know, to me, it's like more like leaning to like kind of girly side. That's the way it is, you know? That's why, you know.
But I'm skinny.
Yes, I burp.
I think my legs look skinny because I have skinny jeans.
But I think you're slender overall. You're tall and you don't have extra fat.
Tall? Trust me. I just suck it in.
You look good.
Well, thank you. Yeah. But I want to lose about, I don't know what I weigh right now. So I'm probably like about 175 or so. Because when I went to the doctor's office.
So you just need to lose 5 pounds?
Yeah.
Get out of here. Just
push, okay, bye.
Just to push a button with your knee.
Wait, if I push the buttons with my knees, I'll lose weight.
5 pounds is nothing. You
okay,
can
do
it.
Okay, let's talk about plastic surgery. I want to talk about plastic surgery.
Okay, so wait, how long do we have?
We have 5 minutes.
5 minutes,
so
okay.
So what are the things that you would do, plastic surgery or body augmentation or whatever, what would you want to do?
I don't want to do any of this.
Anymore?
No.
You used to, though.
Well, you know.
Okay, let me tell you what I want to do.
I like the way I am. I just want to lose weight.
I think a little liposuction might be okay for me.
Just like I want to lose lose weight without trying. Just like take the extra.
Yeah. So that's liposuction.
Yeah,
so
that's it. Like, that's what I want to do.
Take your like all your body fat, you'll suck out and body firm up. Would you want to do it? So that's a procedure that you will do, and they will suck out all your body fat, and then your body would be firmed up. And
are they gonna stay forever like that?
Unless you
eat right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Oh. So you don't have to like, cause some fat, no matter how hard you work, it's gonna stay.
Right.
So
the skin's gonna be fluffy, right?
But it depends on what procedure you do. So if you're young, your skin can still bounce back.
We're not young, still, so.
So, but whatever you're wearing, you don't have any bulge. It's like all.
Yeah.
Like, so, what are the things that you would do? That's something you would do?
I would do the fat suck.
What about reducing your shape of your face, like skinny?
No, I like the way. I might fix the teeth to make straight.
Oh, Invisalign like mine.
Yeah. And then more like so that it will be even.
Your teeth will be even? Why did you touch your jaw when you say your teeth?
Because my bite is straight, so I'm grinding a lot. So that's why this side is lower than this is higher. It's not even.
So there's this thing, let me tell you, because you always talk about, you always like cut my meat when you touch your face.
Yeah.
There is a thing now that you can inject.
Oh, yeah, you told me about
yes.
it. Yeah.
So, well, it's actually Botox. So what it does is, because you have really muscular face here, right? So the muscle, so mine, I can't, because mine is fat. Uh-huh. Mine is not muscle. If it's muscle, you can inject that, and then it relaxes your muscle, and then your face becomes smaller. Because they do that for people with migraine. Or clenching jaw. The jaws clench.
Yeah.
So if they do that, that's a treatment. They put Botox on there. So it your muscle becomes weakened and you can't clench. So then it reduces the shape of the muscle.
Oh, I mean, I would do that for crunching. It, not to make shape, but like headache. And then that's because when I sleep, I go.
But your side effect will be your face becomes skinnier.
Oh, then that's perfect. I will do it. About it, if I have skinny face but fatty body, it doesn't have balance. So you have to do your diet, you have to lose overall. That's why I don't do plastic surgery shit. I don't touch myself.
Touch yourself. I touch myself.
Ew.
I touch myself for pleasure.
Yeah.
No.
I
don't know if there is, if it's just me. Like, I don't do plastic surgery. I don't do plastic surgery a lot of times because I don't want people to worry about me because I'm going through surgery. But for instance, Bruce would get super paranoid, you know, like during my gallbladder removed, he's really nervous. Right. And so I don't want to go through that. But if there are things that I can do to make me look better, I'd do it.
But you look good as you are.
Let me see what else. You know, at one point in my life, I wanted like a double eyelid.
But you don't look.
It opened my eye up a little bit. You know, I feel like I look better, but I don't want that anymore.
But you know what?
Because I'm so used to this face anymore, it will change my face
a lot. And then when you pull that, you know, like a skin up to make like, you know, no wrinkle or make a little bigger or whatever, it's going to be so unnatural.
But a good surgeon that will make it natural, you don't know that it's been done. So you only see the extreme ones because there are really good ones like the one that you're seeing right now.
Even
you don't know. You don't know what was done to my face. You keep saying that I look good.
I look good. I didn't know what they have done.
That's why it's good surgery. You don't know. Why do you think you don't see me very often?
I mean, all Hollywood people, look at their face. It's fake.
But they, yeah, but is this fake?
No.
Does this look
fake? It look real.
Yeah. So good one, what?
20 minutes. Let's go eat.
So good surgery does not make you look fake. So we're going to put pictures of our faces on this show. Okay, why don't you take a picture of me, like up close, and like we're not going to touch up, you're just going to see it as is, and then you can tell our audience to guess what procedure I've done to my face.
Do you want to?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll do later. Like, this lighting is totally fading everything, so I can't see.
No, this is good. This is good lighting. Why do you think I have... Look at how good that looks. No, let's sit outside. Okay, I think...
We're hungry, so we're going to wrap it up.
We're going to record the show. I'm going to come home and teach the Belle how to post the show.
Yes, yes.
Because she is now the producer, and I'm super excited that she's now the producer because I don't have to do it.
Exactly. Why you didn't let me video that? that would tie it into the last fanfare.
What?
Why didn't video? Let me.
They can't hear this, so...
Oh, shit, I didn't video it.
Good, okay, all right. So, hopefully we'll have more shows for you. In the next few months, we'll try to produce as many as possible so that we can keep you in your... Keep... We can...
it must video. They can hear.
What? That's so cute. Anyway, we want to stay there in your listening list of your podcast of choice.
Yes.
So hopefully we'll still be your thriving therapy and the only thing. What?
No, Ding the Bell is only unique.
Yeah, Ding the Bell is only unique.
Yeah.
And
with the laughing therapy.
Until next time. Bye.
Bye.
Maybe do you think we'll do a mukbang? Do we do a live on Ding the Bell?
We'll think about that.
Let's do Instagram, IG, IGTV.
Mukbang. I don't know what about IGTV, but I hope they're okay.
Why not?
We'll go figure it out.
They wouldn't know.
Bye. Ding, ding, ba-ding.